ओम ज्ञान चिनिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाक चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः.
The last 8.5 lines of this purport. This purport is now concluded. Full of important subject matter. First of all, Prabhupada is putting the subject of this paragraph, the serious student. Serious. This verse is addressed, O expert and thoughtful man. This is not meant for foolish people. Srimad Bhagavatam is not meant for foolish people. That Yivik Haribo Ramkumar, the bottom should be bigger, so it doesn't, when you're offering, it doesn't fall back and forwards. The bottom part has to be bigger. I think you've been told this already. I didn't tell you. Yeah. Yes. So why don't you learn? Try to learn. Serious means be serious to learn. Now that you're told something, and again you do the same thing wrong, and you're told again, and again you do it wrong, and you're told again, and again you do it wrong. That means, what does it mean? If one gets an instruction, and what is that instruction meant for? That instruction is meant for one's improvement, so that he can improve his service to Krishna. So if one doesn't take up that instruction in his life, it means he is either not sincere or completely foolish. If one is given a simple instruction, so many instructions are being given here by myself, Amitabha Prabhu, especially. Why are we giving instructions? Because that is our duty, that is meant for the beginning devotees to develop, to improve. We shouldn't just think, oh, this guy, he keeps on telling me something. Just, alright, he said it, let me ignore it. That means puffed up, ahankar. If one cannot accept instruction, that's another reason he may not improve, because he's too puffed up. He thinks, what do I need to hear? Why should anyone tell me anything? This means not serious. Serious student. Here the term is given. Serious student. Student means one who has to learn. There are so many things to be learned in Krishna consciousness. Not just that we come to this movement, we put on a dhoti, and we put our hand in a bead bag, and we don't have to learn it. There's so many things to be learned. Practically we see those who are coming into this movement. Even in India, most of them don't even know how to put a dhoti. Most basic thing. Put on tilak. How to put on tilak. How to play the kartals. 1, 2, 3, in time. With sweet sound. Not sounding like someone got some dustbin that you don't have this here. But simply some bang, bang. So everyone want to run away. The sweet sound is meant for the pleasure of Krishna. Actually, the kartal, that should sound like the sweet tinkling of the gopi's ankle bells. Not that some nasty sound of Krishna will want to run away. Krishna will put earplugs like me. Because there's so many bad noises. But serious means one who wants to learn. Serious means he's actually interested in Krishna consciousness. One comes to this movement, hopefully, for the purpose of developing his Krishna consciousness. We see many people come to this movement in poor countries like India. They come, they're thinking, well, if I join this movement, maybe I can go to America after something, or get a foreign wife. Some material motivation. That's another reason one cannot learn. If he has material motivations, you can never understand this philosophy. It's not possible. Because this Krishna consciousness is revealed in the heart of one who pleases Krishna by his service attitude. This very important verse. How to understand Krishna consciousness? What is the method? Who knows? How is it possible to understand, to have experience of Krishna's name, fame, form, qualities, activities? Janava Mitra, you can say?
My spirit cannot help.
Ah, can you say the verse? Atah. Atah Shri. Atah Shri Krishna Namadi, Nabhavet Rahim Indriyai, Sivong Mukhe, Hi Jivado, Svayameva Spuratyada. Now you come to India, try and get the pronunciation better, because in America it's pronounced American way, and in England it's pronounced English way, but you can try and learn that pronunciation. That would be very impressive to people. See. Correct pronunciation. And if you say with wrong pronunciation, people, they may not understand what you're saying at all. Atah Shri Krishna Nama Adi Nabhavet Rahim Indriyai. Krishna Nama Adi. Nama Adi means, what is this Adi? We had before, Janmadi. What does that mean? It means beginning. So Janmadi means? In this case, Adi means etc. Beginning with Janma means Jan, Srishti, Stiti, Palai. Creation, maintenance, and destruction. So, Nam Adi means Nam, Gun, Rup, Lila, all these things. Krishna's name, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's form, Krishna's pastimes. There's so many things. Parika, his associates. There's so many points to understand in relation to Krishna. Nam Adi, beginning with the name. Nam, Gun, Rup, Lila. Something very interesting on the stairs? No. Try and concentrate. Nam, Gun, Rup, Lila. These are different stages in appreciating Krishna, Krishna's name. By chanting Krishna's name, first one gains appreciation of that name. Then one comes to appreciate Krishna's qualities. Then one comes to appreciate his form. Then one comes to appreciate his pastimes. So how does this happen? Not by the mundane senses. Krishna is not understandable by the mundane senses. Therefore, those who are non-bona fide speakers of Bhagavata, they simply try to appeal to the mundane senses of mundane listeners. They themselves are mundane. Therefore, it's only an imitation of discussion of Bhagavata. Real discussion of Bhagavata can be done when the speaker is as qualified as Shukadeva Goswami and the hearer is as serious as Parikshit Maharaj. As qualified as Shukadeva Goswami, you say, how to be as qualified? As qualified means one should be following in the disciplic succession. Following means follow. Following doesn't mean that when you see many sampradayas in India, they can trace out the name of their guru, going back. You'll find in Bengal so many sampradayas. They'll trace their name back to Virabhadra Gosai, the disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. So the line starts off with Narottam Das, Gadadhar Pandit. The line comes down and then you see here's a guru now, supposed to be guru. But he doesn't at all represent Narottam Das, even though they called him Narottam Parivar. Parivar means it's Parivar only. Just simply someone is some disciple of Narottam Das. Parivar means family. So in Bengal they have these so-called sampradayas, Narottam Pariva, Advaita Pariva, as they pronounce in Bengal. Garatha Pariva. Well, Garatha Pandit never married. But some disciple of Garatha Pandit, or disciple of disciple, he got married, and then what happens? The disciple has so many disciples, and then his son, he thinks this is a family business, and he initiates the disciples of the children of his father's disciples. And in this way, Paribar is started. Actually, it is not necessarily bad. Sometimes we see these Paribars their children, their descendants, they're actually very serious and good devotees. Not necessarily that they're bad, but when the idea comes that it's one's family property, one's family right, to initiate and take donations to maintain his family. So it becomes family business, simply collecting disciples to support one's family. And no exchange of spiritual value. Neither the disciples are interested, nor the guru is qualified to give. Simply they'll go around and make a show of speaking Bhagavatam. Because what does the guru do? He goes from place to place, speaks on Bhagavatam, blesses people, takes donations, that's the most important thing. And in this way, this is what a guru is supposed to do. So the social need of having a guru is fulfilled, but the spiritual need is not at all fulfilled. Actually, guru is not meant for fulfilling a social need. Guru is meant for fulfilling the spiritual need. Not simply, because people in Hindu families, they hear that you have to have a guru. Everyone has to have a guru. So I have to have a guru. So they find out some guru, someone who's making a show of being guru. Everyone needs a guru means everyone should be serious to understand the purpose of human life. Not simply as a social necessity, one has a guru. It's also called kula guru, family guru. One's simply as a family formality, one accepts a guru. So this is all useless. There's no value. Rather, it is against the principles of real religion. This is already described as kaitav dharma, cheating in the name of religion. So actually, the spiritual master should be as good as Shukadeva Goswami. Means Shukadeva Goswami had no personal motive in speaking. He was speaking out of happiness that here is someone who is desirous to hear the message of Bhagavatam, desirous to learn, desirous to understand. That is the meaning of disciple, not simply coming for blessings and then go away and don't want to learn anything. Parikshit Maharaj is very eager to hear, very eager to understand. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami became encouraged to speak to him. The example is given that if a man is potent and if a woman is fertile, then by their combination, a child, if the combination is made under the correct circumstances, the child will certainly be produced. So in the same way, if the spiritual master is bona fide and the disciple is sincere and serious, then the result will certainly be achieved that the disciple will progress in understanding of Krishna and gradually come to the perfectional stage. Srila Shukadeva Goswami describe the Bhagavatam from its very beginning, point by point, step by step. You have to learn from the beginning. From the beginning means, even before hearing Bhagavatam, one should have some qualification. Bhagavatam is very exalted shastra. So, some basic things should be understood even before understanding Bhagavatam. You see that Prabhupada, he taught Bhagavad Gita before he taught Bhagavatam. And so many other points he taught. How to dress. How to put on tilak. How to address the spiritual master. How to behave as a devotee. Some basic understanding of how to live and behave as a devotee should be understood before one can even begin to understand spiritual subject matter. Just like in the school, what is the first thing they teach you? They don't teach you calculus, trigonometry. They don't teach you these things. They teach you A, B, C, 2 plus 2 equals 4. And even before that, what's going on here? The touch of your lotus feet. Even before that, what do they teach? How to stand up, sit down, how to respect the teacher. Very basic things. So, Srimad Bhagavatam should be understood from the beginning. And should accept this training in Krishna consciousness from the beginning, not for the satisfaction of one's own senses. That also we see in our society, this idea has entered in to some extent. That some people, they're looking for a very nice guru. I want a nice guru who smiles at me. And I'll smile back. And that's all. That is my whole relationship with my guru. That I see him, he smiles at me, and I smile. And by your mercy, Guru Dev, I will be delivered, although I don't follow any instructions whatsoever. But I'm simply waiting for your causeless mercy, because there's absolutely no cause why you should be merciful to me, because I don't follow anything. So I want your causeless mercy. I'm just praying for your causeless mercy. So no, the business of the Guru is not to satisfy the mundana. Mundana, we don't think, the only mundana thing is the only mundana means someone who's outside this Krishna consciousness. Anyone who walks in the door, then automatically, anyone who walks in the door and says, I am an ISKCON devotee, then automatically means is he's transcendental. And automatically we have become transcendental. Why? Because we live in the ISKCON ashram, even though we don't get up in the morning, or we don't execute our service very seriously, but we are transcendental. We don't have to follow all these rules and regulations because we are transcendental. This is a most misleading misconception. One is transcendental when he is actually fixed in thinking of Krishna 24 hours a day. Until one has reached that point, one is tinged, or not tinged, one may be 99% overwhelmed by material contamination. Nevertheless, one is not considered a mundana if one is serious to understand Krishna. That we are materially contaminated is understood. Otherwise, what are we doing in this material world? We're here because we are materially contaminated. But the serious desire to understand Krishna, that makes one a transcendentalist. There, that makes one situated properly on the path of Krishna consciousness. But if that desire is not there, if one is here because he got thrown out of his home, or he couldn't do anything in the material world, and he has no particular desire to serve Krishna, but that's called matua. In Oriya language, it's called matua. Someone is sitting at home, lazy person, doesn't do any work, they're called matua. They're chastised, matua. Matua means someone who lives in a mat, because it's understood that one who lives in a mat, in an ashram, he's there simply because it's a nice arrangement to eat and sleep without doing any work. So if one is simply sitting at home, in Bengal you'll find so many people, they'll sit at home doing nothing. Why? Because they got a degree in the university. So there's not enough jobs for the degree workers. Of course there's jobs in the factories, but they won't take that. Because I am educated. I got a degree. Even a degree they get by cheating. But anyway they got a degree. So now it's below their dignity to work in the factory. So they simply sit and do nothing. And consider themselves to be highly elevated. So matava is not wanted. One who is serious to serve Krishna, that is what it is. Serious to serve means he's serious to learn, serious to hear, serious to follow the process of Krishna consciousness. Then one can begin to understand. When one is blessed by the mercy of Krishna, by his serious engagement in devotional service. Krishna cannot be understood. It's not that. Krishna cannot be understood by any material endeavor. Not simply that coming here one can understand. But one has to engage seriously in Krishna's service. Then when Krishna is pleased by one's service attitude, then he may be kind enough to reveal himself. This is the process to understand Krishna. Is there any question?
How one can become serious?
If you're not serious, then you'll ask this kind of question. Serious means you have to be serious. There's no mechanical process. I'll drink this magic formula, Live 52 liquid, and this will make me serious. Krishna consciousness 52. This will make me serious. Serious means you have to be serious. If you're not serious, then we have no business being here. If you're not serious, then we'll go to material life and we'll get kicked. It is the job of Maya to kick us. Then, when we have, if we have a little inclination towards Krishna, and we're kicked so many times, then we may become serious. So one should be intelligent enough to be serious without having to go through this nasty process of being kicked by Maya. Simply by hearing, one should be intelligent enough to understand that this human life is meant for understanding God. If I don't use this human life for understanding God, then I will simply end up becoming a dog. Any other question? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.